And it's fun to see these guys. Not I get a chance. I was telling them the musical that they're now starring in is performed here at the Children's Museum directly above our offices. Dora's Pirate Adventure is. So I get to hear their feet at least three times a week, sometimes even more. They've been playing to just about full capacity. All the tickets are still available, but it's a wonderful show for folks of all ages. It's Dora's Pirate Adventure. Their shows today at 2:30 and 4:30, as well as tomorrow, and then on Friday, and then it continues Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throughout through September 4th. And we'll have a chance to meet the cast in just a moment. But first, we're going to give you a little taste of what they sound like. So now we have members, five members of the cast of Dora's Pirate Adventure.
But don't give up, don't get mad. We'll find a way to get our treasure back. Let me stop and think.
Well, she's good when she stops and thinks.
Stop and think.
Stop and think.
Stopping and thinking, a big part of all of this. Who of you grew up actually watching Dora and being part of Dora's world? Did any of you... I'm getting a lot of shaking heads. You guys are a little too old for Dora, right?
We all kind of missed it.
Yeah, you all missed it. I missed it, too. Did you miss Dora, too? Tony's looking at us.
Actually, my nephew, Liam, he watches Dora the Explorer and Diego all the time.
I think Liam's a beard. I think you really watch it. You're just saying.
Yeah, probably.
No, your nephew does watch it, then?
Yeah, he loves it so much, so I'm surrounded by it.
Well, Tony is one of the members of the cast that we're talking to. And Tony, what part do you play in the show?
I play Diego.
And tell me about Diego for people that don't know about Diego.
Well, Diego, he's a little explorer. He's actually Dora's cousin, her prima. Basically, I just hang out in the jungles and I just, you know, hang out with a baby jaguar.
Now, has your nephew seen the show?
Yes, he has. And actually, he's going to see it again. So.
And how old is he?
He is about 2 years old, so he's getting there. He can talk now. So.
Oh, he must really, really get excited.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. I'm born and raised here. I'm a local actor here. I go to Point Park University. I've been doing children's theater for 2 or 3 years, so I'm kind of used to it, you know?
Uh-huh.
I just love children, so far it's been an easy ride.
And where were you raised? What high school did you go to?
I went to Henfield High School, actually.
Okay.
Spartans.
out in Westmoreland County. And I'm curious, to do a play like this, it's very immersive. The kids are very close to the actors. The stage is wider than it is deep, and the kids actually get to play on the stage when the play is not going on. So you really, I can't imagine an experience where you are closer to your audience unless you were busking or performing in an amusement park or mm-hmm. something. What's it like?
It's so much fun. I love children so much. It's really easy because like they're very responsive. They're very present. I love it. It's been great so far.
Well, let's meet your cousin. Would you like to say shout outs to anybody? I'll give you that opportunity.
Hey, Liam. Hey, Mom. How you doing?
Okay. It's always good to do shout outs. Let's meet the woman who plays Dora, who is here. And I'm going to ask you to get just a little closer to that mic so I can be sure that we hear you. And playing Dora, you're fine. You don't have to lower it. You're fine. Tell me, first of all, we should identify you by name. Ask for her by name. Dora is played by Cassie Doherty.
Doherty.
And where are you from?
I'm from Bayonne, New Jersey.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Now, there's a great drum and bugle corps in Bayonne. I'm trying to remember who they are. Darn it. I can't remember who they are, but I just remember knowing Bayonne for that reason. What brought you to Pittsburgh?
Well, I heard a lot about Point Park. I heard it was such a great school for musical theater, and I want to pursue that for a career. So I came here and auditioned, and luckily I got accepted. It was my first choice, so now I'm here.
That's terrific. So playing this role is something. Again, as we talked before with Tony, you're a rock star amongst the kids watching you, yeah. right? And how do you handle it? Are kids coming up to you for autographs or pictures? And...
Yes, all the time. And it's an amazing experience. I love children, just like Tony said. And Dora's a role model to kids. And to be able to be like a role model is the most amazing experience ever. Kids are so funny. They scream when we come out. During the show, they'll say, like, Dora, you're my best friend. I love you in the middle of the show. And it's so hard not to break character and turn around and be like, yeah, I love you too. But it's been an amazing experience.
Well, let's do another excerpt from the show, and then we'll meet the three guys we haven't met yet. So we're going now to another part. Do we need to set this up at all? We began with the theme, and then... we have two scenes coming up next that we're going to sort of blend together. This will be self-explanatory, you think?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay. So place yourself in the world of Dora, and you'll understand it. And here they are again, members of the cast of Dora's Pirate Adventure, now being run at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, 2:30 and 4:30. Through September 4th.
Well, who do we ask for help when we don't know where to go?
The map!
Say it with me!
The map!
Even louder!
The map!
Hi, map!
Hola, map!
Who's the guy you need to know when you got a place to go? What's my name?
The map!
Say it again!
The map!
Who can help you say, hey, I figured out the way, what's my name?
The map!
Say it again!
The map!
I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map.
He's the map, he's the map, he's the map, he's the map.
I'm the map!
Dora! Dora, 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 the explorer.
Dora,
boots and super cool explorer. Dora,
Dora,
grab your backpack, let's go. Jumping vominos, you can lead the way.
Hey,
hey,
Dora,
Dora,
sing it louder.
Dora, 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 the explorer.
Dora,
boots and super cool explorer. Dora,
Dora,
grab your backpack, let's go. Jumping vominos, you can lead the way.
Hey, hey,
Dora, Dora, Dora. Dora, swiper, no swiping, swiper, no swiping.
Aw, man.
Dora, the explorer.
These guys, it's really fun to see these guys in character. And, you know, I was lurking as you guys were originally, you know, putting this all together, watching Jason Call and Nick and everybody, because we were involved in helping design your sound up there, which I hope has been good. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun to see you guys, you know, come to life and kind of, this is... I'm not an actor, but I know there's something called muscle memory, and I imagine I imagine this is all in your cranial memory at this point,
that's certainly
too.
Part of
absolutely,
it. Yes.
I don't know. I've never thought to ask this of an actor before, but it seems to me like these would be hard characters to step out of sometimes, especially when you're here in the museum. Is that true?
They're so addictive, yes. Actually. Yes. Like, we're always singing the songs after we get out of Dora just because it's, like, in our bodies. Like, we just have to do it.
I need about 30 minutes after the show to get back to being myself.
Yeah.
It's
really true.
You know, these songs... stay on my mind, too, as we go through. If you're just joining us, this is members of the cast. There actually are about 8 others. How many total actors?
There's 14. There's 14 total.
I should know because I know how many microphones are. Yes, 14, 14. Actors. And I really, hats off to the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. This is a very innovative program. The museum wanted something very special for the summer that would be fun for kids and adults, families, and it took a little bit of a risk here, no offense to the actors, but this is something brand new. It's a set that you can actually, when the show isn't taking place, probably sometimes when it is too, you can play, you can play on the set. And there are ancillary parts that become an exhibit that is here all the time when the museum is open. And there are sing-alongs, too. And then you can actually see the play with purchase of a ticket as part of the day that you spend here at the museum or even just by itself. And it's nothing like anything ever done before. And it's been a remarkable success. I know that the last I was talking with Bill Schlageter, most performances were selling out, but don't let that deter you because it happens generally because people here visiting the museum buy tickets, and you can do that as well anytime between now and September 4th. Now, I want to meet the guys, and why don't we start with you? And tell me your name again.
I'm Matt Augustiniak.
The other guys, I should say.
I play Boots the Monkey.
Okay, and what is Boots the Monkey all about? I've kind of figured out the map and Swiper, sort of.
Well, Boots is like Dora's best friend. He kind of tags along with her and helps her out. And, you know, he's just a big character, and he's very charismatic and loves energy. And, I don't know, he just makes the adventure 10 times more fun, I think.
So. Well, that's great. Typecasting, no doubt.
Yeah.
Of course. Tell me about yourself.
I'm from North Hills. I just turned 18 this year. I'm going to Point Park for musical theater. I'll be a freshman.
Wow, 3 for 3 with Point Park people
so
far.
Mm-hmm.
You must be excited about it. Are you nervous?
A little bit. I mean, it's weird because I'm like the youngest one, and this is the first professional show I've done, and there's been a bunch of older people here, so being one of the youngest kids is, I mean, it's something different, but it's a good time.
So you did musical theater in your high school, right?
Yes, yeah.
But you didn't do... you know, shows growing up with other theater companies?
No, just high school-wise. But I also studied at CLO Academy.
Okay. So, oh, that's right.
Because, with my training, that's where I got it,
They were here just before you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw any of them or not. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Just my family. They're on the beach right now, so they're probably not listening, but it's okay. I figured I might as well say hi to the rest of them.
What beach?
They're in the Outer Banks.
Oh, I hope they enjoyed themselves. And I didn't... mention to you if you wanted to say hi to anybody.
Oh, I
forgot. Come up to the mic if you want to do that.
Okay. Hi, Uncle Joe and Nanny and my mom, who are all in the hotel right now sleeping. But hopefully somebody's listening.
So they're in the Outer Banks too?
No.
They're
here.
They're coming to see
the show today.
Have they
actually
seen the show yet?
Nope. They'll be seeing it today for the first time.
Cool. So. Well, that's absolutely... wonderful. And this interview will be on our website forever. So they can also listen to it.
Immortalized.
So that was Cassie. And we haven't had a chance yet to meet Billy Hepfinger and Jim Scriven.
Scriven, yeah.
And Jim, let's meet Jim first since he's Swiper.
I am.
Swiper is like an onomatopoetic character, right? He swipes.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. And he's always trying to take things from Dora, but Dora and Boots and the rest of her friends are always telling him, Swiper, no swiping. And if they tell Swiper no swiping, then he has to stop, and he can't swipe anything.
And every time he stops, he's got a catchphrase.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the biggest catchphrases in Dora, and I'll bet you the entire audience likes to say it with you.
Yep, so here we go. 1, 2, 3. Aw, man! My nephew knows that one for sure.
I'll bet. Now, where are you from?
I'm actually originally from right outside of Cleveland, Ohio, Berea. And then I went to Allegheny College and then met my beautiful wife, and she's from the Pittsburgh area. She went to Penn Trafford and met a lot of other good people in the theater community in Pittsburgh and decided to move down here.
That's great. Did you study theater?
I did study theater. It's not a big theater program, but
I didn't know you could do that.
I went originally to be a dentist, and I decided that my love for theater was more important. I really liked the program and the people that were there, and so I decided to stay there and continue my education for theater there, and then everything has moved along from there.
Well, how interesting to go from dentistry to theater. I'm sure you've thought about that.
Yeah, yeah.
You could do that Rocky Horror Picture Show part that Steve Martin did in the movie.
The Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Honey. Yeah, I always thought about that when I was going to be a dentist and I had a love of theater that I was going to open up my office and sing that song to my patients all the time. But it may have scared them.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, how did I mix up those movies?
It's two different movies.
Oh, man. Do you want to say hi to anyone?
Sure, I'll say hi to my wife, Heidi, and the rest of my family, and my niece, Grayson, and my nephews, Cooper and Max.
And finally, we have the Map, who is the tallest cast member. And sorry to call attention to that, but it's radio, and it's good for me to paint that picture. How tall are you?
I'm 6'5".
Wow. And and I see, you know, I've seen you in costume as the Map. I've always thought that the height was the costume, not necessarily the actor.
My head sticks out, so you can tell I'm wearing my pirate bandana, and you know, it's a big costume.
Well, that's got to be a fun character to play, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And but tell me more about yourself.
Yeah. Well, I grew up around here, like most of the other cast members. I went to North Allegheny High School. I went off to Princeton University, and I studied literature there, but my love was always acting. So I moved back here after graduation last year, and I've been doing it ever since. I actually just did a show all spring with Jim. We did Young Washington, which is part of the Pittsburgh CLO's Gallery of Heroes program. So we toured around to schools in the Pittsburgh area for 4 months. We did about 110 performances.
Wow. And this is Billy Heffinger, by the way. I don't think I introduced you this time around as we were speaking. Do you want to say hi or shout out to anybody?
I'm not sure if anybody's listening. My little brother's definitely...
Thank you.
Turn his mic off.
He meant that in the nicest way possible.
No. I think my little brother's still in bed, and I believe my parents are both... working today or otherwise
it's
occupied.
It's like 6 after 11. What's your brother's phone number?
Do you want to call him up?
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Well, we could.
Well, he's 18. He's going off to college in a couple of weeks, so I think it was a late night for him.
We could. That's funny. We could do that.
I think
everybody wants to, but I don't know. We want to keep the run going. Yeah. Good fun. Well, we're going to hear one more song. Yeah. And Bill Schlageter is here. Bill, do you want to add anything to the conversation? You're welcome to.
I'd step up to a mic before
you do that.
I can only say we at the Children's Museum are so lucky. We just are so grateful to the talented actors who engaged themselves in this ensemble this summer. They've been terrific. They've rolled with the punches with us. This is a new thing. But it's wonderful to launch a new program like this and have people of such high caliber performing. And testimony to that is a wonderful response we're receiving from audiences. We ask them about the plays, but as importantly, we can count the number of people that are here. And we, as you said before, Larry, are selling out all the time. In fact, both performances today are sold out.
It's amazing. And when I, you know, I get a chance to lurk and kind of, I haven't walked in like into the set yet while you were performing, but trust me, it's going to happen one of these days.
But we do encourage people to always call ahead to order their tickets.
Yeah.
www.doralivepgh.org is the website, and of course 412-322-5058 is another way you can order in advance. But kudos, applause, all those kinds of superlative words come from me and my colleagues to all of you who week in and week out have been producing a terrific show that people walk out whistling.
Absolutely. Does anybody want to say anything else before we get to our last number? I want to be sure I didn't miss anything. Everybody's looking at each other.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
This has been fantastic.
You're welcome.
Thanks for supporting.
And good luck today. The show runs through September 4th. Lots of opportunities to keep watching.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we'll close with one more selection. I just wonder what it's going to be.
Since I was just a little fox, I've always been a sneak. Some say that I'm a meanie, or a villain, so to speak. But you know I can't help myself. It gives me so much pleasure. And boy, I jump for joy if I could swipe that pirate treasure. I want to swipe it. I want to swipe it. I want to swipe it.
But the treasure chest belongs to
I want to swipe
Swiper.
It.
Stop making all the
I bugs. Want to swipe
we
it.
We know you're fast and really sneaky.
I want to swipe it.
But we know how we can stop you. What do we say to stop Swiper from swiping the treasure chest?
Swiper no swiping.
Swiper no swiping. Right, say it with us.
Swiper no swiping. Swiper no swiping. Swiper no swiping.
Oh, 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 man. I knew you were going to say that.
Dora Live, pgh.org. Congratulations. What a wonderful performance. They will be on stage in just a few short hours, 2:30 and 4:30, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, including today and tomorrow through September 4th, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. Sam Suter is here, too. Bill Schlageter and the aforementioned cast members, Tom Briding and his son, coming up in just a few moments, as well as a feature from the Green Compass. This is Larry Berger. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP-FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.